discussion or comments?
Make a motion to grant the waiver on number four for the applicant perimeter survey of the parcel, based on the fact that it's adding a building to the parking lot of an existing property.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I missed your first one there. The site plan drawn to scale, not smaller than 1 inch equals 40 feet. And you've got a plan here, the 1 inch equals 50 feet.
It was just a really handy program online. I didn't realize till after I did it that it wasn't quite big enough. But it's definitely much clearer than anything I could have done by hand.
It was pretty clear.
Yeah.
Great paper?
Yeah.
Pretty accurate. At least it appears to be accurate.
Any questions or comments or discussion?
We grant the waiver of number one to the scale of 140, to have requested 1 to 50.
Second.
Any discussion at all? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And the third waiver was for a traffic data study. And you wrote, I request to waive this item because I do not expect the addition of a warehouse storage building to have an impact on traffic flow on Route 111 or Kennebunk Pond Road. I kind of have to agree with you on that.
The goal with the new building is to allow us to get more at one time. So as our demand increases, I don't expect to have an increase in traffic flow. It'll just be on the truck that comes in, more stuff for us.
Right.
Right.
That's probably less traffic in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's the goal anyway. It'll save us a lot of money on shipping and whatnot, have less trucks versus more trucks.
Okay. Discussion on it?
What was that for, number 19?
Yep.
Okay.
Make a motion, the applicant, we allow her to waive number 19.
I'll second that motion. Any discussion?
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, was there anything else from the sidewalk? I mean, it's pretty basic.
Pretty straightforward.
Right, yeah.
It's a parking lot that's flat.
Platform is right there already, practically, right? It's right on the parking lot.
I think I have.
So are we ready for the 16 standards?
No change in those setbacks, right? Because it lines up with your parking lot.
Okay, number one, we'll meet the definitions of the use, the zoning district requirements, and any other requirements set forth in this ordinance. It does meet the use because it's in a commercial zone. So I'll make a motion that she meets number one.
Second.
All in favor that number one is met?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Two, will not have a significant detrimental effect on the use and peaceful enjoyment of abutting properties as a result of noise, vibrations, fumes, odor, dust, light, glare, traffic, or other cause. And again, she's not going to change any traffic on 111 or the Pond Road because
nope.
It's a warehouse.
Don't think she's going to disturb the gravel pit next door.
So I'll make a motion that she meets number two.
Second.
All in favor that number two is met?
Aye.
Aye.
Three, will not have a significant adverse effect on adjacent or nearby property values. I don't see where the warehouse is going to bring down property values or skyrocket them.
Yeah.
And it might improve a little bit because it's replacing that parking lot.
Yeah, the parking lot needs
some work. Not falling apart, but it's somewhat disrepair.
And you said that the building was going to be comparable to the one you have there already. I think you said, right?
The same style.
Yeah.
Any more discussion?
I'll make a motion the applicant meets number three.
Second.
All in favor the applicant meets number three?
Aye.
Aye.
Four, will not create a hazard to pedestrian or vehicle traffic or significant traffic congestion. Again, I don't think it'll change anything on the Pond Road or 111. And that has good ingress and egress.
Right.
I'll make a motion. She meets number four.
I'll second that.
Any discussion? All in favor that the applicant meets number four?
Aye.
Five, will not result in fire danger. And I did see a letter in here from the fire department. Did I?
Yeah, I think there were three letters, one for each of them.
Yep, no global fire danger concern.
So I'll make a motion that she meets number five because of the letter from the fire department.
Second.
All in favor that number five is met?
Aye.
Six, will not result in flood hazards or flood damage, drainage problems, ground or surface, water contamination, or soil erosion. And again, it's a paved parking lot. Nothing is changing.
Just ripping out pavement and putting concrete.
So I'll make a motion that the applicant meets number six.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor the applicant meets number six?
Aye.
Seven, will not create a safety hazard because of inadequate access to the site or buildings for emergency vehicles. I think the letter from the fire department covers that.
Yep.
Mike.
So I'll make a motion she meets number seven.
I'll second that.
All in favor the applicant meets number seven?
Aye.
Eight, has proposed exterior lighting which will not create hazards to motorists traveling on adjacent public streets, is adequate for the safety of occupants and users of the site, and will not damage the value or diminish the usability of adjacent properties. And you only have one light out front that points down?
We have existing parking lot lighting.
Okay, so you're not putting lights on the outside of your building?
No, she showed one at the front of it, right?
It's
in the parking lot. But
nothing about the loading docks. And
right.
In the wintertime, it gets kind of dark. You may want to show something there for external lighting.
I guess I hadn't thought of that, but
It'll be a downwards light.
Yeah, I do expect we'll have a light on the front of the building.
Okay, discussion? Questions, comments?
Conditional acceptance of it, depending on the placement of the lighting on the display of lighting on the plan.
So we're going to request a new plan?
Well, she could add.
No.
She could just add.
We should just condition that she has a down pointing light.
Okay. Yeah.
By the doors anyway, probably too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In the loading area.
The safety.
Exits.
Safety.
Got my pen. I can put a little star on your sheet if you want.
So I'll make a motion that she meets number eight as long as we condition it for the light being down, pointing down.
At the exits and at the loading docks?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay. I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Nine, makes provisions for buffers and on-site landscaping which provide adequate protection to neighboring properties from detrimental features of the development. The applicant shall provide a plan prepared by a registered landscape architect or other qualified professional approved by the planning board. Again, that's a parking lot. It's
not
flat.
Any existing landscaping or anything.
So. Yeah.
Any discussion?
I move the applicant meets number nine.
A second.
All in favor of the applicant meets number nine?
Aye.
10, makes provisions for vehicle parking, loading, unloading, as well as vehicular and pedestrian circulation on the site and onto adjacent public streets, which would neither create hazards to safety nor impose significant burdens on public facilities. Again, there's plenty of parking in here, and she shows a big loading area.
And the fire chief's letter notes that there does not appear to be a safety hazard to pedestrians or vehicle traffic or significant traffic congestion. Therefore, I would move that the applicant meets the criteria for number 10.
I'll second that.
All in favor of the applicant meets number 10?
Aye.
11, makes adequate provisions for the disposal of wastewater and solid waste for prevention of ground or surface water contamination. And you're not having a bathroom in this building?
We are, but we got approval from the
septic.
You did have a plan in here.
Right. And there'll be no waste from product in there because you're not doing any kind of processing in there.
And the new field is brand new, so it's just going to be attaching one additional bathroom to it.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion on it?
I move that the applicant has the requirements for number 11.
Second.
All in favor, the applicant meets number 11.
Aye.
12, makes adequate provisions to control erosion and sedimentation. Again, this is a paved parking lot. So I'll make a motion the applicant meets number 12.
Second.
All in favor, the applicant meets number 12.
Aye.
13, makes adequate provisions to handle stormwater runoff and other drainage on site.
There are catch basins currently existing on the site. There's no other changes. She's actually reducing the potential area for runoff. So I make a motion that she meets the criteria for number 13.
Second.
All in favor, she meets the criteria for number 13.
Aye.
14, provides for a water supply which meets the demands of the proposed use and meets the need for fire protection purposes. And we do have the letter from the fire department that...
water pipe produces no abnormal concerns. Make a motion that based on the fire chief's recommendation that the applicant meets the criteria for number 14.
I'll second that.
All in favor, the applicant meets the criteria for number 14.
Aye.
15, makes adequate provisions for the transportation, storage, and disposal of hazardous substances and materials as defined by state and federal law, the storage of chemicals, explosives, or hazardous items as defined by the National Fire Protection Association, Code 704, Class 3 or 4 materials are not permitted. No hazardous stuff, no explosives?
Nope.
Okay, I'll make a motion. The applicant meets number 15.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
16, will not have an adverse impact on significant scenic vistas or on significant wildlife habitat, which could be avoided by reasonable modification of the plan.
Well, based on our sidewalks, I didn't see any significant scenic vistas or significant wildlife habitat present on your facility. So I make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number 16.
Second.
All in favor, the applicant meets the requirements of number 16.
Aye.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we grant the applicant permission to do this on the condition that she puts a downward-facing light in when she puts the lights in.
I'll second that.
Any other discussion, comments?
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
Okay. All right. Hey, Cap.
Sorry, John.
You went
back.
Get your own line.
Yeah, I fired up the recorder on my phone, so it'll be in two parts. Hopefully this is but feel free to record if you want. You have a right to do that, right?
Yeah.
Anyone can record, so if you want to, anyone else wants to.
It's not on the agenda.
Huh?
This isn't on the agenda.
It isn't?
Not, wasn't on the website.
Yes, it was.
It should be on the one on the website.
It's not.
Is there one on the website?
Sure is. I can give it to you right here if you'd like.
And what is that? That's not my phone. Make sure that my phone is recording.
He called on me. I raised my hand.
Well, yes. Raise his hand for a question.
Hi, Jim. I sent it over. So that's the notice of public hearing for those three applications. That this isn't the agenda. So we moved on to the agenda. The whole agenda isn't posted on the webpage. Where it is posted on the... That's...
Okay.
I don't have control on the webpage.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Are you ready to go through the checklist? Mm-hmm. Okay, number one, a site plan drawn to scale, not smaller than 1 inch equals 40 feet. You do have that?
This
absolutely.
Is way too much paper.
Absolutely.
We'll be able to see my name. Yeah.
Okay, number two, the name and address of the applicant plus the name of the proposed development. And that's in here. Number three, the total floor area, ground coverage, and location of each proposed building, structure, or addition. That's on the map. Number four, a perimeter survey of the parcel made and certified by a registered land surveyor, licensed in Maine, related to reference points. Plan was showed to a magnetic north, a graphic scale, corners of the parcel, date of survey, and total acreage.
Mm-hmm.
Right there? Okay.
Yeah.
Five.
Well, you got a couple of misspellings, but other than that, that's okay. I mean, disturbance, right.
He's a spelling nitpicker.
That's all right. I think I can understand that one.
Number five, all existing and proposed setback dimensions. That's all on the plan right there.
Yep.
Property line.
Six, the size, location, direction, intensity of illumination of all major outdoor lighting, apparatus, and signs.
Is there going to be any lighting on the 35 by 65 utility building?
Sure.
I think.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good. Thank you.
All good, Don?
Yeah.
Seven, the type, size, and location of all incineration devices.
None.
No incinerators on site. Eight, type, size, and location of all machinery likely to generate appreciable noise at the lot lines, as well as estimated decibel level at property lines.
Yep.
And you've got your
generators.
Yep. The generators are all on there, and they're there. Mm-hmm. Most of them are user-friendly now for the ears.
Okay.
Nine, location, type, and size of all existing and proposed catch basins, storm drainage facilities, wetland streams, and watercourses, as well as all utilities, both above and below ground. That's all on the plan.
Streams.
Yep.
Yeah.
10. All existing contours and proposed finished grade elevations of the portions of the site, which will be altered, and a system of drainage proposed, to be constructed, contour intervals shall be specified by the planning board. And all the contours on that plan, I can see right here.
Yeah.
Do you have existing and proposed? They're existing contours, right?
Location, type, and size of all curbs, sidewalks, driveways, fences, retaining walls, parking space area, etc., and layout thereof, together with dimensions. And that's all on the plan right there.
Yeah, there's no curbs or sidewalks, but
no,
the parking is there.
The dimensions are all there.
Yep.
12. All proposed landscaped areas, size and type of plant material upon the premises.
Natural vegetation.
With that, Don? He's only got, he's only doing less than an acre there.
Well, there's no, you aren't proposing any landscaping, right? So really, there's none proposed, I guess. Is that correct? You show existing.
It's basically going to have just lawn around it.
Whatever's disturbed and is not driven on will be.
Lawn, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
13. All existing and proposed rights of way, easements, and other legal restrictions which may affect the premise in question. There's no rights of way or anything across this, no easements. 14. The property lines of all properties abutting the proposed development, including the properties across the street or across the water body, together with the tax map and lot numbers, and the property owner's names and mailing addresses on file at the town office within 10 days of the filing of the application. And we have all that.
Yep.
15. An appropriate box in each phase of the plans for the signatures of the planning board. I see a box up there.
That's it.
16. Documentation of the right title or interest in the proposed site. We have a deed in here. 17. An on-site soils investigation report by a main licensed site evaluator. The report shall identify the type of soil, location of test pits, and proposed location and design of the subsurface disposal system. That's in your plan here. Is on that map too, Don? Or just where septic tanks go?
It's a septic field.
Septic field, okay. We've got a septic system in here. And that's on the one.
Well, it's just the field showing up.
Number 3, there we go.
On tab 3?
Yep, it's on tab 3. Everything we need.
Yep.
18. The type of any raw, finished, or waste materials to be stored inside or outside of roof buildings, including their physical and chemical properties, if appropriate.
We just have a composting area.
That's it. Nineteen, traffic data. The planning board may require that the application include a traffic engineering study should the project be considered one of substantial magnitude along any of the town state highways where fast moving traffic occurs. I don't feel it needs a traffic study. It's not on a main highway. And you're not changing the number of people from the last time. I feel we're good with that.
Mm-hmm.
Paul?
Yep.
Seal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 20. Any other information or data the planning board determines is necessary to demonstrate compliance with town, state, and federal regulations? Well, I don't feel we need any more data because we've been through this application before and he's revamped it.
We should go in that section 1022.
1022, Ken?
Because it is a new application. And he did provide the stuff to me with that, so we should go over it.
Page 63.
Subject to the following performance standards in addition to the requirements of the state of Maine. One, medical marijuana cooperatives and medical marijuana production facilities are allowed in every zone. And I can read where they're not allowed. They shall not be located on parcels of land with a lot line located within 500 linear feet of any pre-existing public or private school facility or any pre-existing licensed daycare center or daycare home, public park, public playground, athletic field, juvenile or adult, halfway house, correctional facility, other marijuana production facilities, substance abuse rehabilitation or treatment center, or church, period. Applications for such public or private schools, child care providers, parks, playgrounds, or churches which are proposed within 500 feet of any existing medical marijuana production facility shall be required to sign a form which may be obtained from the code enforcement officer, which indicates that they are aware that an existing medical marijuana production facility is located within 500 feet of their proposed site. Okay. Two, medical marijuana cooperatives and medical marijuana production facilities are permitted in the residential and general purpose districts on lots of 5 acres or more and in any legal lot within the commercial residential district. This is in the general purpose district.
And the lot is over 5 acres, right?
Yes, it's over 5 acres. In all districts, planning board approval is required through the site plan review process in Section 8 of this ordinance. Number three, fire suppression will be required in conformance with the most current version of NFPA 1, Chapter 38, and the current state of Maine adopted version of NEC standards. Number four, all marijuana cooperatives and production facilities shall submit an odor control plan with the site plan application. Odor control plan shall consist of the following. Specific odor emitting activities. This section should describe the odor emitting activities or processes. For example, cultivation that take place at the facility, the sources, for example, budding plants of those odors and the locations from which they are emitted, for example, flowering room. B, odor mitigation practices. For each odor emitting source or process outlined in Section 1 of the Odor Control Plan, specify the administrative and engineering controls the facility will implement to control odors. C, the best control technology for marijuana cultivation facilities is carbon filtration. D, the town may use contracted staff and peer review escrow fees to review an odor control plan in agreement with the applicant at the applicant's expense. Okay. I'll keep reading on this.
Are we going over to see if he submitted this stuff? That's the whole point in this,
yep.
Right?
Why don't we make sure we have?
Yep. So, do we have it?
We did have it. I don't know if we still do. I guess we still do.
Yeah,
we had an odor control plan that was peer reviewed by...
We have it again. It seems to be clear that he submitted one for this new application.
Oh, okay. Is that anything?
Yep.
Okay, let's take a look.
Do we know what section in this book is the odor control plan, Dave?
This is the table
of
contents, right?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Is this a new plan? Because it's a new building, obviously.
Number four.
Configuration. Typical one-third of the building. She was in nursing.
It's upside down. It's upside down. I'm looking at it that way. Okay.
So, like on number three, Patty, that's the fire suppression. That'll be part of his permit, right? When he wants
the
to build.
And so, we say fire suppression in this section because this covers other uses like processing or extraction. Greenhouses don't require fire suppression.
Okay.
If the fire marshal did, he'd have to do that. But we put that in there because there are other uses in this whole production facility that would require fire suppression.
So number four, we have the odor control plan.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We do have a. You also submitted. We submitted, I guess, the information from Lee J. Feldman, who works for Southern Maine Regional Planning.
And we did have a peer review done of that odor control plan. It came out good. Yes, it's in there.
Can the applicant explain why that peer review is valid to this odor control plan?
Sure.
It's broken up into six sections, which is basically the same square footage as what he peer reviewed on the original review.
So each section of the building, the sections of the building, they're not, you can't go from one to the other inside, correct?
Correct.
So each section of the building, I'm sorry, will have its own odor control plan and equipment. Mm-hmm. And that's what it appears that Mr. Feldman reviewed and approved when you had six separate buildings. So equivalent. So it's equivalent to the same thing as what you're saying.
Okay, we'll go on to number five, parking. Property shall provide parking that meets the requirements of section 1012 of this ordinance, and such additional parking as may be required by the planning board.
Medical marijuana within a production facility shall occur inside and only within a completely enclosed structure. The greenhouse is a structure. Okay. This does not apply to home growing and medical marijuana. The building shall be constructed with a security system with recordable video surveillance. Exterior lighting must be sufficient to deter nuisance activity and facilitate surveillance. The planning board may require a chain link fence or solid fence 6 feet in height surrounding the building and parking area. All security measures shall be consistent with state requirements. Security cameras are also required around the perimeter of the structure. You have in your section five of your application, you have a letter provided by Maine State Security Services, dated April 30th, 2021. And that describes the type of security system that you're going to include, or they're proposing to include on your doors, contacts on the doors, outdoor motion sensors, access roads, and to describe the type of system to be used with the internet and cellular network using more than one, I think it says more than on, I think it means more than one technology, to send signals out that will provide a backup if one of the systems goes down. And it describes how it's led to Honeywell's Total Connect service, which allows you to see the status of alarms at all times and receive instant alerts. They also they are able to install temperature alerts, alert you if power fails, somebody tries to tamper, and you have a 24-hour backup, battery backup in case of power failure. And then they also describe a video surveillance system with a recorder and provide, I guess, documentation on the type of materials that they're going to use to develop. I guess you're going with them.
I'd say he needs number six, Dylan.
Okay. Number seven, operating hours of the property, dispensing of medical marijuana products and materials amount to take place prior to 7 a.m. or later than 7 p.m. on any day. Deliveries shall not take place prior to 7 a.m. or later than 8 p.m. on any day. Did you request in your application hours of operation or not, please? I'm sorry?
Did I request them?
Or did you state what they were?
Specified. Are they specified?
Yeah, specify what your
7 to 7:30 works.
And that's something, when it gets to that point, we can actually condition in as the hours.
We should condition in the hours. Anything. Okay, so you need to do that. Signage, number eight, is all signage and advertising for any facility responsible for the cultivation, manufacturing, sale, or distribution of marijuana shall comply with all applicable provisions of the land use ordinance. Signs may not contain any visual depiction of marijuana or marijuana paraphernalia. Outdoor displays, window displays, or displays visible from the outside of the building and intended to attract attention to or generate interest in the uses on the property shall be prohibited. You're not asking for any signs, are you? 9, drive-through, drive-up, or window services are prohibited. You're not asking for that. 10, all activities of dispensaries, cultivation facilities, processing facilities, and marijuana established shall be conducted indoors, which you're doing. And then 11, if electric service increases beyond 200 amps and an upgraded transformer is required, that transformer they only service the buildings wired to receive the increased amperage. Do you have anything in your application about electrical?
I mean, that's more of a statement that he has to comply with than a submission requirement.
Okay. Number 12 is similar. Annual safety inspections by the fire department and code enforcement officer shall be conducted. A fee set by the Board of Selectmen will be associated with these inspections. So that's a future thing if this is approved. And 13 describes requirements for extraction of marijuana concentrates, but you're not doing that on site, so that's really not applicable. And that's all that's in section 10, 22B of the Lyman zoning ordinance. Okay.
And we didn't do the fee, but the fee has been resubmitted.
Okay.
Because it's a new application.
Okay, the fee has been resubmitted.
Yep.
And he's provided two sets of mailing labels for abutters within 500 feet of the property.
Yep.
Okay, is there any more discussion, questions or comments? Well, I'm going to make a motion that the application is complete. Any more discussion on the application? All in favor that the application is complete?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Do we need to set up another sidewalk?
No.
I didn't think so, but just one on the record.
We're going to set another public hearing now.
Yep.
Who wants to pick a night? Do you want to do it on a Tuesday before the meeting? Or?
Well, the question will be if there will be enough interest to overload the room, right? Plus, if that's the case, then we need to go to the fire station.
We don't know, right, we, the question more is, do we, it's a time thing, it's going to take up 2 hours, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think we're better off to have it the night before we schedule the call for a meeting.
I agree with that.
So, the 18th, Tuesday, is that correct?
That would be the 18th, would be the,
Why would you bring a cake? It's my birthday.
Congratulations.
Not yet. Don't think the old one that I already asked.
I resemble your remark.
Tuesday, Bob, 18th.
Did you say to have it the same night as the meeting?
No,
or separate night?
The night before.
Night before, yeah. That makes sense.
Is the room available?
I don't check.
I assume it is.
Are you going to be available 5:18 at 6?
Yes, sir.
Do we want to pick another night just in case somebody else has a meeting?
Well, we either 5:18 or 5:20, I mean.
5:20.
Okay.
Well, 5:20 would push, well.
If I tell you, we'd go to the next meeting in June, right? Because the meeting would be on the 19th.
I'll try for 5:18. I don't think the meeting room is taken, but it would just be easier if we had two choices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Would the 20th work for you if we can't get the 18th?
No, that's a selectman meeting.
Do you have enough time to get the notices out? What is it, 10 days?
And if we have this on the 18th, we'll schedule you to come on to the meeting on the 19th. And we'll schedule you for 7 o'clock on the 19th if we have that meeting on the 18th.
Sorry, did we just voted that was the application was complete, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, is everybody good? Mm-hmm. Right. It's not a public hearing, but I see you want
to
say something.
I'd just like to ask a question. You know, you guys do a lot of good work, a lot of hard work over watching this process. All I'm going to ask is, after everything that you've done tonight, are you sure that you've completed everything that needs to be done at this point, at this juncture, that will not give the opposition anything to make this go again?
We hope we've done everything correct so that we're across our keys.
It was my mistake that we didn't vote the application was complete last time, and it was truly an honest mistake. I apologize for that.
No apologies.
That's okay. Anything, I'm just talking, anything, any little thing that went on in this thing here that they can grab a hold of and bring this thing back. And you're the best of your knowledge. You're probably secret.
Do you have any suggestions? Do you think?
I have no suggestions. I've watched this process from the beginning, and I thought some of the stuff you've done in the past was phenomenal. Obviously,
there's nothing that jumps out. Let me put it that way.
I mean, the idea is to try to follow the ordinance as best possible. Some maybe the ordinance needs to be improved, but that's a subject of a different conversation.
For another day. Mm.
Maybe it needs to be clarified again. A subject of a different conversation, different day, but. I think we follow the ordinance. I mean, certainly there's no intention to skip over anything particularly.
I do have something I can add.
If there's something we should do, let's get
it. Go ahead, Patty.
I was asked how this we can accept a new application when the previous one is still in an appeal process.
Yeah.
Even before that question was asked, I had inquired about how we move forward with this application if the applicant submits a revised plan, and MMA said that given that the applicant will need to change the plan for the project completely from multiple structures to a single structure, it seems that whatever process is dictated by the ordinance and the Board of Appeals decision, the planning board will need to treat the changes to the application as a new application altogether. The changes in the application means that there will be new evidence to consider based on the relevant permit review standards and new findings and conclusions for the planning board to develop. If your land use ordinance requires a public hearing to consider such new evidence for any given application, a public hearing should occur for this application as well. So it's a whole new, this is not a revision of the old plan, this is a new application with its own appeal process and findings and decision. Just for the record, that might be one thing that someone might ask.
And I am going to state why we're not having a site walk. Mr. Alves doesn't feel comfortable having some of these people on his property, and I understand that, and I do sympathize.
And we already did one.
And we did do a site walk once. The only difference is the buildings are pushed together. So I don't know if anybody's got any comments on that, but that's...
The only thing that I could be an issue is the building is still like a floater. It's not... It says proposed contours or whatever, and those are not. It's
please, please look at it again. They're
that's the exact location of the building. Where you stated that's the exact location. Okay.
The building is not moving.
It's not moving.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So, Mr. Ells, we will see you on the 18th. 6 o'clock, hopefully.
See what happens.
Thank you very much.
You have a great night.
Right.
Yeah, you stop the signing.
Oh.
I want to make sure his name's in the top.
Good idea.
And for the record, I looked in the cabinet for batteries. It's no big conspiracy that we didn't record this meeting. There are no AAA batteries in the... Somebody took the last one and left it empty.
Left it empty, yeah. So. Yeah, I know. And I did announce that I was doing that, so... I think I'll
minutes folder. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Well, I guess I'll pass them down this way first. Okay. Don't have any new applications, Patty?
No. And I don't know how that did not get posted to the agenda. I don't have control of the web page right now. So.
No. Yeah. Does.
I'm disappointed in the website. It really doesn't stay up to date, and the old way was better.
I would have to agree. But we changed website providers, and I send stuff over and get posted, and sometimes it...
But there are posts in a public place that people can see, right?
Yes, I posted it on the bulletin board last week.
Okay.
Did I give you the right one?
I'm not a voting member, so I won't. Relinquish your signature, please.
So did everybody get to see the April 21st, 2021 meeting minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
We're all good with them?
I did make the two corrections that were pointed out.
See, I thought I had found it. Is. And then I opened it back up and I couldn't refine it. I didn't.
Did you give me an extra one here that was signed?
Oh, that's last week's last meetings. Thanks, Rod.
You're welcome. I guess we got the public hearing on 5/18 at 6 o'clock, and Mr. Al's coming in. Coming in on 5/19 at 7.
So is that the only thing we got? Oh, we got seven. What about the...
Bhavani. Oh, he's on at 7.
He wants to come in six two.
Oh, the June. That's right.
He wants to come in 6/2.
That's right.
And we'll schedule that, and if anything else comes out, we'll...
We don't know about the Saunders because of the contract.
So if there's nothing else, I'll make a motion to close the hearing. Okay. Meeting.
Excuse me. So did the minutes. I didn't even know. It must have been...
Oh, yeah. Do we accept the minutes? Do we vote on them?
Do we want, before we close, do we want to make a public statement why we're not...
Okay, let's stop a minute. The meeting, 21st, 4/21?
Yes.
Okay, everybody get to read the 4/21 minutes.
Yes.
Yep.
And I'll make a motion to accept them as written.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now, go ahead, Kelly. Sorry for the interruption.
I've been noticing on Lyman the Happening there's been a lot of grumbling accusations that we have something to hide because we choose not to have it on the private Facebook page.
Yeah, I'm being vilified, so that's okay.
Versus on, and it's being done by a volunteer, not a paid municipal employee who has taken an obligation. I don't know if we even wanted to bother to respond.
We voted to wait until the selectmen bought the equipment to put in a room to be recorded.
Right? Perfect.
We did take a vote on that. And we sent an email to the selectmen, right? Or a letter?
Oh,
it's in our minutes, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd forgotten.
Yeah, I don't think we should do it unless we got an employee, because, again, once we start, you got to continue, and it's the volunteer. I don't think it's fair to the volunteer, frankly, because the person then might have something else to do some night, and then you're out of luck. So.
Yeah, but some recording's better than nothing, and I think, you know, the people have a right to have a recording. So they have the select meeting and not the planning board one.
One of the selectmen is saying that they get high school kids to volunteer, and I don't think that's the right idea.
No, I don't either. I agree with that.
And then we got people complaining because they kicked the volunteer out of an executive session of the selectmen, and truly, they don't belong in an executive session unless you're a sworn town employee.
Not at all.
We shouldn't be talking about this.
No, probably not.
Can I make an announcement?
Sure.
You
want
to make it on the record?
Yes. Okay. To the planning board. Mm-hmm. I gave my notice and my last day of work will be June 4th.
Wow.
I thought those were...
No.
Those, they're not rumors, huh?
No. But I meant to send an email yesterday. I know it got posted on social media.
Yeah.
It was posted on the Lyman website.
I was hoping it was gossip. But
the day after the selectmen's meeting. Actually, the same night.
Yeah, and it was talked about in an executive session, by the way. But that's part of the reason why.
And Mr. Funky Ball posted it. So I don't know who his source is, but...
Doesn't matter. Anyway, I meant to email. And I want to apologize to you, Joe, about the public hearing getting canceled. I should have called you.
No, I just didn't look.
Well, I'm sorry that I feel you have to do the right thing for yourself.
Yes.
No question in my mind, but I'm sorry that it has come to this.
So which town is going to be the lucky ones that are going to get you? Nobody?
I don't know yet.
Don't know yet?
Okay. Can take a vacation.
Well, whoever does, you'll
be the best.
Thank you, and it's been really a pleasure working with you guys.
So my question is, who's going to give out permits when you're gone?
I don't know.
I don't think they
do the selectmen?
They need to hire... I think they need to appoint somebody.
Right.
For them to be... There has to be an appointed code enforcement officer by law. That's the only person authorized to issue permits.
Right. And my other question is, any permits that are issued, are they available for public scrutiny?
Yes.
So where would you go to see them?
To the code office.
The code office?
Yeah, that's all public information.
Okay.
So if we approve something, how do you're gone, to approve? It's shut right down then.
Well, they need, I mean, hopefully
as
they
does stand right now.
Advertise and hire somebody so that right. That's not a problem.
But the list is getting longer of unfilled positions. And you're fulfilling not only the code enforcement part, but the clerical part.
Yeah, right.
We have not had that. Well, yeah, but she's dedicated to the select board, right?
Right, but we used to have a planning board secretary.
We used to. We had a clerk, but we haven't been able to fill that position.
Right. They're going to have to advertise
for
that.
Yeah. I'm officially the secretary, but...
Okay, well, excuse me. It's the clerk.
Right. I think
right.
So, right? But does that... It's my duty to record and do the minutes and stuff like that.
No, it isn't.
It isn't?
No.
Does that effectively put us in a hold position? Because...
Yes.
Well, they're going to... Someone's going to... present an application.
It may take longer to go over the checklist in that, but it, what? I don't know.
We could approve something, but that's as far as it could go, right?
Because you can't get a permit.
Can't get a permit for anything. They can't get a permit
they're
for building.
They're going to hire somebody to look at this. They're not going to...
Right.
The only thing I can say is a member of the hiring committee, we've had a hell of a time with finding somebody for the assessor position
because,
that's still
yes.
open, as far as I know.
The town has a bad reputation,
and I think that's
for abusing employees.
Probably an issue. So I don't know. I don't see how the planning board can function without a code enforcement officer, frankly.
Well, so I think before I came, I wasn't here, but that previous code officers didn't always go to your meetings.
Well,
right?
That's right.
So it can be done.
They didn't, but the problem is we don't work with the code every day, and they do. I mean,
not that I don't provide assistance. I think I do.
You do.
You have valuable assistance.
Well, there's also the paperwork side of it, too, and, that's an issue, getting things ready for applicants and stuff like that. I think it's going to bring things to a screeching halt myself.
Make it much more difficult. Think of the speed bumps you got yourself out. In the application before they ever get to us.
Absolutely.
Right.
It's going to be a mess. But that's not your fault.
No.
And that's not something
nothing you can do about that.
For you.
Yeah.
We will regret losing you.
Oh, absolutely.
No job is worth the healthy.
But I did get a kick out of one of the things that's posted on the Lyman happening page. Is that all I thought you said?
Yes.
We didn't close the meeting.
We didn't close the meeting. We didn't close the meeting.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
Make a motion.
We did.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And I missed that, too.
Yeah, we already did that.
Close the meeting.
10 minutes ago.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Close.